Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinz Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When I first found out that Eddie wanted to do this film and I read the script, I was like, oh, man, we're going to get killed on this thing, you know? You really want to do this? He's like, yeah, we got to do it, you know? We got to tell this story.
From drama class in high school to Folsom Prison, how the hell did I get here?
It's like, you know, when you watch a horror film and, like, the devil is inside you, it's like that, like, there is no hope.
Yeah, that's what it was like. Like, who's who in the zoo? And we had to sign a paper saying, like I said, that we had to acknowledge that if we were taken hostage, that they would not bargain for us.
No.
And we had to sign that.
We had to sign a release.
And you signed that release?
Yeah.
What makes a movie a cult classic? Is it a far-fetched premise, like Starship Troopers?
Let me tell you something. I'm from Buenos Aires, and I say kill them all!
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Or is it like Larry Clark's 1995 film Kids, where the characters are so real, they remind us of ourselves?
When you're young, not much matters. When you find something that you care about, then that's all you got.
What could movies like Fear and Loathing, Clue, and American Me possibly have in common? I think it's that they create worlds we want to inhabit. Without any of the real-world consequences, of course. These worlds can be all kinds of things. They can be fantastical, futuristic, hyper-realistic. They can be fun, dangerous, or the best combo, fun and dangerous. But it's the fantasy of escaping into this world that makes cult audiences become obsessed. And once obsessed, the characters inhabiting that world become almost real to us. I think Edward James Olmos, in directing American Me, intended for the film to feel real. I'm not sure he intended or wonder if he even understood at the time that people would actually want to live in the world of American Me, to be friends with the guys in the fictional gang depicted in the film, that kids would glorify and even want to join a gang after seeing the movie, the exact opposite intention he had for the film. Maybe part of it is just the performances. It's not unexpected that when a great actor like EJO directs a movie that he'd get the best performances out of his actors, but some of these characters have become legend in certain communities, and I think we have to credit that to the actors themselves who brought these characters to life.
My name's Daniel Villarreal, and I played Little Puppet in American Me.
Daniel Villarreal first met Edward James Olmos acting alongside him in another classic movie, the 1988 film Stand and Deliver.
Where's your equipment?
Got it.
Gotta come to this class prepared.
Do the work in my head.
Edward James Olmos plays this teacher in the hood, and Daniel plays his difficult student. In a famous scene, Daniel's character gives his teacher the finger, and EJO turns the insult into a math problem.
Finger man, I heard about you. Are you the finger man?
I'm the finger man too. You know what I can do? I know how to multiply by 9. 9 times 3. 1, 2, 3. What do you got?
The two became friends, and one day, about a year after Stand and Deliver came out, Daniel and Edward were on a plane together leaving Miami. Edward, or Eddie, as Daniel calls him, told him about this project he was directing, a movie about the origins of a notorious street gang known as the Mexican Mafia. And he asked Daniel if he wanted to be in it. And despite some reservations, Daniel said yes. One of those tiny decisions we make that we never anticipate will change our lives forever.
Eddie had told me that we were going to do American Me. And to me, it didn't matter what character I was going to play. I was just part of, it's just more like, it's like a mission, you know, like we're doing something to see ourselves portrayed as we are, who we really are, you know, in an honest way. We make more than movies. We change the way people look at us.
To bring humanity to the portrayal of our people, the people in our community, to bring the humanity to these characters, not stereotypes. They're not good guys or bad guys. They're human beings.
That second voice? That is?
My name is Danny de la Paz, and I play Big Puppet in American Me.
Daniel and Danny played an important duo in American Me. Two brothers, Puppet and Little Puppet, who get tied up in the world of the fictional MA gang, and whose subplot in the film is one of the most memorable parts of the story.
This is my brother, Issa. They call him Little Puppet. He's a genius, Holmes.
Hey, don't get carried away.
Little Puppet, he's little, doughy, and an artist, a tattoo artist to be exact. Big Puppet, on the other hand, is the older brother. Tall, un bigotico, a mustache, a real banger, more versed in the ins and outs of gang life.
Can he take care of himself?
He don't know nothing, but I'll be responsible for him.
Little Puppet is this chubby-cheeked newbie in Folsom Prison on his first rap.
Thank you for helping us get this little meeting together, right?
Yeah, I'd do anything for Mike and Matt.
When you come up, if you need anything, just let us know. If you run into any problems, we'll take care of it, all right?
Welcome to More Than a Movie, American Me, a podcast that digs into the history and mystery of American Me, film directed by and starring Edward James Olmos, that had a huge impact on Latino cinema and culture. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and I'll be diving into the behind-the-scenes controversy. This iconic 1992 film, directed, written, and starring Edward James Olmos, was a big deal for the Latino community. But there was serious blowback, even possible murders and threats that continue to scare people even to this day. While I've been researching and interviewing people related to this film, over and over again, I get eerily similar responses. Basically, ghosted or flat out told, leave this alone. Every episode, I'll peel back a layer on the mystery and myth surrounding this film 30 years later. In our last episode, we spoke with Jacob Vargas, aka Paulito, from American Me, and what it was like being an LA kid on the set of American Me. In this episode, I dig a little deeper into the darker side of what still haunts American Me 3 decades later. This is our puppet show, a sit down with two of the most memorable characters from the movie. Big Puppet and Little Puppet, Danny de la Paz and Daniel Villarreal. We'll talk about working with Edward James Olmos, what they know about the murder of Ana Lizárraga, and whether or not Danny number 3, Danny Trejo, was telling the truth about American Me. More than anything, I wanted to talk to Daniel and Danny because they're two guys who really understood the potential risks of making a movie like American Me, and they did it anyway. And because my producer Nigel wanted the podcast challenge of interviewing two guys with the same name and nearly the same character name at exactly the same time. Thanks, Nigel. Quick disclaimer, the audio got really fucked up at the studio we used, so unfortunately the puppets might sound a little funny. Daniel, you first. Can you talk a little bit about how similar was your life to Little Puppet's life, and how did you get into that character, into that role?
Well, I was a little homeboy since I was 12. So I was in a gang from 12 to 17. I was pretty much part of it, and then because of my mentor who taught me photography, slowly I became less and less of that and more like, you know, I started to want to be something more than, you know, what I was born into. But it never left me, you know. You know, it's like that little homeboy will always be a part of me. So I was like the real thing, but I was separated enough from it and knew enough about art to be able to see that I could do a performance versus just being, you know, a lot of people thought I was like some kid off the street that they had just thrown in.
And Danny, were you a gangbanger growing up or?
No. I was Kevin from the Wonder Years. That, I'm not kidding you. You may think that's funny, but that was my upbringing. I was Mexican American. We went to the Mexican weddings. You know, we did all that stuff that Mexican Americans do. My parents spoke Spanish. My father was from Chihuahua, Mexico, but I was raised in Whittier, California. And at that time in the 60s, there wasn't any gangs. There was nobody around to ask you where you're from or, you know, I had my Schwinn bicycle with a banana seat and the sissy bar. And, you know, I used to take cards and clip them onto the tire spokes so that, you know, the wheel would make that funny sound. And I mean, I had a kid's beautiful kid's life. I used to lay out on the grass in the front yard on my back on a blanket under a tree that we had in our front yard and with my transistor radio listening to Vin Scully call the Dodger games.
So you're playing puppet. Your character's a real gangster.
Yeah, he's deep.
So then how did you get into that?
You know, Boulevard Nights. I mean, that was my baptism by fire right there.
Boulevard Nights is kind of the first movie exclusively about Chicano life in L.A. It came out in 1979 and was written by one of the guys who wrote American Me, Desmond Nakano. It's the story of a young boy, played by Danny De La Paz, and his slow indoctrination into East L.A. gang life.
Those real gangsters that they put in that movie to be the gangsters that were in my gang, the VGV, they were the real deal. And they embraced me and let me into their lives and taught me what it felt like to be them and what it was like to be a homeboy, you know, who grew up in that environment and was surviving in the, you know, mid to late 70s or whatever. That was an amazing experience being with them, something I would never forget. If it wasn't for my experience in Boulevard Nights, I don't think I would have been able to have pulled off a role like Puppet in American Me. And let me tell you something. People may not have respect for, they judge, oh, you're playing a gangster. Why do you play those gangster roles? Playing Puppet in American Me would probably, I would put it at the difficulty level of, let's say, playing Hamlet.
Can you tell me about what the audition process was like?
Eddie pretty much knew everybody already. He knew all of us. He would just get all of us together. Okay, he would decide at this time in this place you're going to meet, have these large tables, and give us all scripts, and then say, okay, you read this, you read this, you read that, you read that. So we'd read that for like 10 pages or whatever, and then he would switch it up. And after we read like to page 30, he said, okay, now you read this part, and you read Puppet. And it was so relaxed because you weren't like just one-on-one and all nervous about your performance. There was everybody and their grandmother sitting there and you're just reading from the script. I mean, there was just no better way to disarm people and make them feel comfortable than to do it that way.
The puppets, the Dannys really, are actors, real actors. Dudes obsessed with the craft, with character, with the emotion behind a particular moment. And yes, even more so if that moment happens to have them in it.
What really pissed me off was that they could look at the film and not see the craftsmanship behind the performances. They just thought, what, they yanked us off the streets.
And that's the artist in them, but they're also workers. They exist within an industry that, then and now, is dominated by non-Latino white people. I wanted to know, were they aware of the rarity of the moment they were in? That here they were in the early 90s in a film directed by, starring, and about Chicanos.
Not only that, also, almost the whole crew was Chicano.
Everybody.
It was like a big, giant
the grips,
family.
The electricians, the sound department,
and not
the
only
costumes.
that we were all on the same page, we partied like mofos. Till like 5 in the morning, and then we went to set, you know? It was great. It was a great...
He partied. I didn't party. It was a great experience working on the film, though. Yeah. The bond that we all felt with each other.
Man,
the fact that we were finally being recognized. You know, this was an A picture. We had the best catering. We had beautiful costumes. We had the sets.
I never had limos and champagne.
We had it all. We had it all.
And people calling you sir and mister.
Yeah, it was just awesome. And
so the movie was shot in a real prison. What was it like to interact with, to see real prisoners in a real prison for you?
For me, it was such a remarkable experience. When we first got there, remember we would be up on this a platform, kind of at the far end of the yard, where you could observe the yard, like you were watching. Studying wildlife or something.
Game, yeah.
It was
like, oh, there's the lions and there's the...
Yeah, you see the...
The lions are going to eat those things. Over there.
Yeah, that's what it was like. Like, mm-hmm. Who's who in the zoo? And we had to sign a paper saying, like, we had to acknowledge that if we were taken hostage, that they would not bargain for us.
No.
And we had to sign that.
We had to sign a release.
And you signed that release.
Yeah.
That's when I thought to myself, wow, from...
We're on our own.
Drama class in high school to Folsom Prison... How the hell did I get here, you know? The vibe in the prison. The fear was palpable. Let's just put it that way. You could sniff it out.
You just throw out that script. It's like child's play compared to the real thing. And the first day they put us in the cell, like by ourselves, wow.
Yeah,
You've never felt that kind of like... You know,
you don't know what that's going to do to you.
Can you, Daniel? Can you describe that to me?
It's like you know when you watch a horror film and like the devil is inside you. It's like that. Like there is no hope.
And you think, oh my God, you know this is where you live.
It's like you're the Night of the Living Dead, and some guys had been there for like 22 years of this shit every day.
I just remember one day we were in the actual, you know. Old prison, because we were in Old Folsom and when they were building New Folsom. And there's a long, long bench that runs along the wall there. And you can sit on the bench, right, and look up and see the 3 or 4 tiers, I forget what it was, of cells. But everybody was out in the yard, and we were alone in there. And I remember looking up into all those cells and thinking to myself, wow, that's a lot of fucked up childhoods right there. That's a lot of people that didn't get love. That's a lot of people that just got beat down since the time they came out of the womb. That's a lot of negative stuff. And that's what I saw. I saw 5, 6, 7-year-olds just standing there behind the bar staring back at me. And I thought to myself, there before the grace of God go I, you know? Could have been me.
So I want to talk a little bit about your characters. We got Puppet, we have Little Puppet. There's a subplot, right? Like you guys, in addition to being in the gang, you have your own story, right? Danny, maybe you set that up for us. Like who is Puppet, who is Little Puppet, and how are we introduced to them?
If you take that script to American Me and you extrapolate only the Puppet, Little Puppet scenes, you're gonna have a little short movie, okay? So our job in that film was we were kind of in our own little movie.
A tragic little movie for sure, as, spoiler alert, the Puppet's short film ends pretty tragically.
I don't want to be in La M anymore, see? I want to be a John Doe, tú sabes, you know?
When Little Puppet gets out of prison, he gets married, gets mad faded, and declares that he's done with La M.
Work for a living, into Bakersfield. Have some fucking kids, that's it.
And in his drunkenness, he accidentally gets Santana, the leader of La M, thrown back in prison. So the gang puts the green light on Little Puppet. And who do they choose to execute him? Of course, his big brother.
Let's go.
Tell me what your experience of the reception that the movie received was, Daniel.
When I first found out that Eddie wanted to do this film and I read the script, I was like, oh, man. Because we had done Stand and Deliver, which was such a positive film. And I was, man, we're going to get killed on this thing, you know. You really want to do this? He's like, yeah, we got to do it. You know, we got to tell this story. So we kind of braced for it. There was such a negative reception to it when it came out.
God.
You know, people hated it. You know, they were so sick of being portrayed as, you know, like animals, you know.
Who hated it?
The entire community.
Well,
it bombed. I mean, basically.
Let's put it this way. People would walk into the theater at a screening, let's say, and there was a lot of, you know, energy and enthusiasm, and they were buying their popcorn and getting their Cokes, and everybody was talking. You hear the volume of the sound. When the movie ended, there was complete silence.
You know, that last, where the kid goes, which one? I said, he goes, don't matter.
Which one? I say,
don't matter.
La primera lives!
You know, the hopelessness of it impacted everybody that saw it. And I don't think people like to be hit over the head like that. It was like a wake-up call.
And they end with that, and that's what they remember. They don't realize what the movie is about. They just see that, and they go, why do you show that? You know, why are you showing it?
Why are you tearing us down? Yeah. Why are you making us feel bad? Why are you making us look at this? We're trying to sweep it under the carpet. We're trying to put it in the closet. We don't want to look at this. But that was the whole point. Like you said, shedding the light.
When that movie was made, like, and not just for your personal careers, right? Like that's a separate, but just for people like you as a whole, were you like, shit, man, maybe it's changing. Like maybe now we'll be seeing more people like me in movies. Did you ever have that thought, or were you like, nah, this, I know how this place works?
I think I knew when I saw the reviews. Oh, I couldn't believe the ignorance of these people who were writing these reviews. They didn't know, they didn't get it at all. Did whoosh, right over their heads. What really pissed me off was that they could look at the film and not see the craftsmanship behind the performances. They just thought, what, they yanked us off the streets.
Yeah, that's what they always say.
You know, real gangsters.
Yeah.
What is it? They're just doing what they do in real life.
Oh, it's
hello?
Just a wannabe Godfather.
I mean, that just pissed me off.
Coming up, we'll hear from the Dannys about their reaction when they heard someone from the crew had been murdered.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to More Than a Movie. I'm Alex Fumero, and we're talking to the actors Daniel Villarreal and Danny De La Paz. We'll hear for the first time what it was like when they found out the movie they made was getting people killed back in Los Angeles. But first, the critics. The movie actually got pretty good reviews. Roger Ebert gave it 3.5 stars, and Ebert said something really interesting in his review. Edward James Olmos, who directed the movie and plays Santana, says the film is based on a true story. That doesn't mean much to me. By the time the movies finish with them, true stories are as fictional as any other. But did the people in the community like the film? And how did the people whose, quote, true story the movie was supposedly based on feel about their lives becoming as fictional as any other? We know Mexican mafia leader Joe Morgan filed a defamation lawsuit against Olmos after the film's release. Not to mention Danny Trejo's account of his alleged conversations with Morgan. I'd say that's 2 thumbs down. And then there were the murders, the film's gang consultants that were killed after the movie's release, including longtime gang interventionist Ana Lizárraga. I didn't want to make this interview about that, but I had to ask. So I want to talk about a particular drive-by murder that occurred not far after the release of the film.
Yeah, it was in May. The film came out in March, and she was murdered about 2 months later.
And some of the speculation is that it was in connection with the making of this movie.
My understanding is that she had a relationship with La M.A. prior to the movie. Obviously, she was our technical advisor, and then she ended up in the movie. But she was brought in because she knew the world. And so my understanding was that there was some kind of beef that had something to do before the movie. I don't really know.
I don't either, but I think American Me was, you know, maybe the straw that broke the camel's back. But there was more to it than just American Me, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, because I've been hearing things, and then I recently read, an interview that Danny Trejo did for GQ, where he basically is saying that Eddie almost lied, you know. And then I made a comment on that saying, if that is so, why were we allowed to shoot at Folsom?
We could never have made the film without a green
light. Why were we allowed to use like 300 prisoners?
Yeah.
You know, they could have killed us at any moment if the mafia
had ordered it. Yeah. We were in France along the Riviera at the Cannes Film Festival with American Me when we heard the news of Anna's assassination, basically. And I remember feeling a little bit scared. I was in a foreign country. I was far from home. And I was like, wow, what am I going to be going back home to? You know, it was an eye-opener for me. I didn't know what to think. Do I have to fear for my life or the life of my family for having chosen a role that I liked very much and wanted to play? I do remember feeling that at the time.
I want to take a step back and just talk a little bit about who Eddie is. And Danny Trejo's, you know, what you read in GQ was actually part of his autobiography, right? And one of the things that Trejo talks about is that on his meeting with Edward James Olmos, Eddie came dressed in prison blues, was calling him, you know, Holmes. And I asked this because you guys actually know Eddie very closely. And Eddie was in a rock band, like from what I understand in high school. Yes. He was not a banger, right?
No.
So what, I mean...
You have to talk to Trejo about that, because I can't answer for him.
I don't actually want you to comment on what Trejo said. I want you to tell me,
Eddie... I have been around Eddie Olmos for a long time, and if I felt that he was that kind of guy, I would not work with him.
Yeah, I...
If he was a phony, stupid, wannabe cholo guy, no. You know, who was trying to impress me, I'd go, you know, get the fuck out of here, you know?
Yeah.
Was he a method actor, though?
No.
No?
He had his own method, you know.
I mean, it sounds silly that he would show up, you know, and be like, hey.
No, I can't imagine him doing that. But then, I don't know. I don't, you know, I wasn't there.
When you were on set with him, though, and you would cut, would he remain kind of in character?
He was the director.
Yeah. I think his directing is amazing, and he doesn't get enough credit for it, you know.
Well, that's another.
You're talking about those great performances? You have to talk about him.
It's all him.
Let's talk about him.
Yeah.
You know, did I come up with a line, God damn me? No. He was standing off camera. The camera's running. We're doing the scene. And he says, say God damn me. God damn me, say it. I just said it because he told me. I could hear him right there by the camera.
God damn me. God damn me.
And then I saw the scene. I was like, wow. I can't believe how effective that was. He gave it everything he had, everything.
Yeah, put everything into it.
He watched by the side of the camera. You could see him squinting, looking at your performance. He wasn't just looking at the monitor. He was watching you.
Yeah, he wasn't looking at the monitor.
Oh, yeah. He was in every scene, in every line. His imprint is on all of our performances.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't like Fellini where he was doing every fucking part. But he was just right there, you know, emotionally.
But spiritually,
yeah,
he was there in all of us.
Coming up, we'll talk 6 degrees of Edward James Olmos. But first, a blood sacrifice for the corporate overlords.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to More Than a Movie. You know who I am and what this is about. Now, Danny De La Paz tells us what it was like to fake strangle his buddy Daniel Villarreal.
In, you know, they say 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but yeah. There are so few Latinos in Hollywood that everyone is 1 degree of Edward James almost. You know, it's like everybody at least knows one person who knows EJO.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's how big of a legend he was.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
For you guys, can you talk a little bit about Daniel? Maybe you can talk a little bit about who is Edward James Olmos within the sort of Latino film, television, and theater world? What does he represent?
He loves his culture. He is the ambassador for the Chicano community. He absolutely wants to tell our stories. He wants to show how beautiful we are, doesn't he? Everything he does.
I mean, basically, you know, Eddie's the man, you know, he's the man. And any of us would do, you know, anything for him. I was very much a believer in community. And that's what Eddie almost brought to this business, you know, a sense of a community.
And, you know, he gave us those beautiful roles in American Me. That's like a gift to give an actor. You know how many actors would have wanted to play Puppet or Little Puppet in American Me?
He's been a mentor, you know, to us.
It's incredible.
One of the first times Danny and Daniel saw Edward James Olmos, he was acting in a play by a Chicano theater company named Teatro Campesino. In many ways, American Me and all other films about Chicanismo would have never existed without them. Now, for those of you who aren't theater nerds like me, Teatro Campesino is arguably the most influential Chicano theater company of all time. Founded literally on the picket lines of Delano by playwright Luis Valdez, they performed for the likes of Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, and hundreds of migrant workers putting their bodies on the line in pursuit of fair wages. But sure, let's talk about Steppenwolf or whatever. Valdez would go on to write movies like La Bamba and The Cisco Kid, but what really established him as a writer was the play Daniel and Danny saw EJO in all those years ago. The play was called Zoot Suit.
Our Pachuco realities will only make sense if you grasp their stylization. It was a secret fantasy of every vato, living in or out of the Pachucada, to put on the zoot suit.
Zoot Suit is a play written by Luis Valdez. The play is about the Zoot Suit riots that took place in Los Angeles in the early 1940s, based on the true story of these young Chicanos that were actually arrested for crimes that they didn't commit and put on trial.
In 78, Danny and I were probably at the same performance of Zoot Suit, the play that Eddie Olmos was in. And when we saw him, that's what we wanted to do. I had never seen anything like that, you know, because that was like my first live theater performance. I know you've had many, but seeing him up there doing what he was doing, it was amazing, you know. And when I saw, I was like, that's what I want to do.
I had the same reaction you did. I thought, oh my God, I'm playing a Chicano in this film, even though I am Chicano, but these people in this play, they were so connected to their Chicanismo that it just blew me out of the water. It was almost like I didn't feel worthy to be in Boulevard Nights at that moment. I was like, wow, I don't think I could have been cast in that play because I wouldn't have been Chicano enough to be accepted into that milieu, you know?
There's so much controversy surrounding this movie, but I wanted to end things on a positive note. I wanted to know, what's the thing they love most about American Me?
Well, I think it's the scene with Danny where he's telling Eddie to take my name off the list. You know? And is that the grilled cheese scene?
The grilled cheese sandwich scene, yeah. And mine would be, you know, that movie doesn't have a lot of comedy in it, but I do laugh when he's learning how to drive the Volkswagen. It's funny, you know? It's funny to see this gangster, hardcore gangster. I mean, I can't drive a Volkswagen Bug. So I did appreciate that, but my very favorite scene, and it's not because it's you and me, but it's almost like it's somebody else. But when Puppet opens that door to get out of prison, and you, the audience, don't know, you know he has a mission. Is he gonna do it? Is he not gonna do it? And he looks at his brother, and the brother looks back at him, and you see the look on his face. He's so happy to see his brother out. All the future, the possibilities, what's going to happen. And then they embrace. For me, knowing what's going to happen, you know, that's just a really sad, you know, powerful moment to me. I like that scene.
And the actual, just like the craft of it is that he kept putting it off until the very last day when you couldn't put it off anymore. And I was banging on his door saying, you have to come out and kill me. You have to come out and
kill
me.
I did not want to come out of that dressing room. I just did not want to do it.
And then we did it more than 20 times.
And I remember the welts on your neck.
Yeah, I had
the big red welts you had from the friction of the rope.
That scene where my eyes roll back, it's because I had passed out. And my feet were going like this. And they were telling him to let me go. And he was going at it, so my eyes went back.
Yeah.
And then he got so scared, and I said, just keep doing this.
Yeah. You know, at the very end of that day, exhaustion. I was spent.
But then...
You were spent. You choked him out.
It was taxing for both of us.
And then the sound was bad.
They could hear the motor of the Aeroflex camera.
And we had to do ADR.
All the dialogue. All
and
that
we wanted to
powerful
everybody.
Dialogue. Right out the frickin' ventana. It was gone.
On the next episode, I'll speak with actor Sal Lopez, who plays Pedro Santana, Montoya Santana's father in American Me.
I'll just say that. I think he was very courageous to take this on, and just like in the movie, there are consequences.
More Than a Movie, American Me is a production of Exile Content Studios in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network and Trojan Horse Media. The show is produced by me, Alex Fumero, at Angry Yuka on the internets, and our senior producer is Nigel Dwara. Our executive producers are Rose Reed, Nando Vila, and Kareem Tash. Production assistance from Sabine Jansen, Anna Octavio, and Stella Emmett. Mixing and sound design by Eduardo Albornoz. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Bances and Arlene Santana. For more podcasts, listen to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.